Sukkah chapter 1, Mishnah 3, says the Mishnah, Paras alea sadin mipnei acham. If a person spreads out over a sheet over the sukkah to protect it from the sun, to act as a shade from the sun, or tachter mipnei hanashar, or the person spreads a sheet underneath to catch the leaves dropping. So, or sheparas al gabe hakinoif, or a person spreads a sheet over the four posts of a bed inside the sukkah. If you imagine a bed inside the sukkah, four post a bed, and the person spreads a sheet over the four posts of the bed. So in all of these cases, the sukkah is psula, says the Mishnah. The sukkah is pasul. Why? Because a sheet is not kosher schach. It's not acceptable schach. And so if you spread it over the already existing schach, either above to protect from the sun or below to catch leaves, so in both of these cases, you're invalidating the kosher schach that is there. And if you put it over a four-poster bed, so then it becomes invalid because it's like having one tent inside another tent. In other words, the bed with the sheet spread over its four posters becomes like a tent inside the sukkah. And that tent invalidates the sukkah. You can't, if you're in the bed, so you can't be considered as if you're lying underneath the schach. It's one sukkah, like that kind of case with one tent inside the sukkah. Aval poresu al gabe naklita hamita, but you can spread it over the crossbar of a two-post bed. So if there are only two posts and you spread over a sheet in the middle, so the sheet kind of is hanging diagonally down and comes to a point over the two posts. So if the point is less than one tefach, that's not considered a valid roof. And so that's not considered one tent inside the other tent because it's not a valid structure. You need a roof, we learn, needs to be more than one tefach in width. And if it's not more than one tefach in width, it's not considered a valid roof. And therefore, this two-poster bed, even with a sheet hanging over it, is not considered a proper structure that has walls and a roof. And therefore, it doesn't invalidate the sukkah.